Uh-oh, it's going. Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian theme to Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Yay!
Yay!
It's me again.
Yeah, you still haven't been replaced.
No. We had less listeners than when it was your sister, so.
Oh, really? That's funny.
I feel like you're trying to tell me something, but anyway.
How you doing other than that?
Oh, you know,
sadness.
Pretty. Well, a little bit sad.
Yeah.
Like, you could pump up those numbers a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. Feeling pretty bad about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. But otherwise, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Was a fine week,
yeah,
I suppose.
We're recording Saturday night, and it was like a very weekendy type of day today.
Very weekendy.
Mm-hmm. Did like a couple errands and then like chill.
Got my hair cut.
Yeah.
So I can feel the breeze in my hair now.
The autumnal breeze.
The autumnal breeze, yeah. Sure.
And what are you drinking while you're feeling this autumnal breeze?
Well, I'm finishing a beer from the Whistler Brewing Company.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have some gin.
Yes, you have one, like, ready to go.
Ready to go, because it was almost done.
Yes.
Just an awkward amount of time.
I understand. I have a beer as well. Mine is from Wild Rose Brewery.
That's in Calgary.
And mine is raspberry.
Raspberry. Do the raspberries taste like raspberries?
They do. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Mm. If I sound weird, I've had like a weird voice for a couple days.
Yeah, you just weird.
I don't know.
You're
must
just
be
weird.
Just weird. I guess
you're
just weird.
Huh?
Feel fine otherwise, but yeah, weird. Maybe I'm fighting something.
Yeah, you're kind of warm.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe I'm fighting something.
Perhaps you'll die.
Perhaps you'll die. Because he swallowed a fly. I did not swallow a fly.
your voice does sound weird. It is.
It does. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have a nerd thing this week?
Not really. Mm-hmm. NFL season started this mm-hmm. weekend. That's pretty cool for sports fans.
Right.
But I'm not like primo football fan, but I like watching the odd football game.
Right.
I watched the Thursday night game. It was pretty good.
I was going to ask what you thought of it.
Well, there was a big rain delay and it was super late. I felt bad for the people in the stadium, but it was like midnight local time by the time they finished on a Thursday, so I don't know.
So, oof. How many people do you think did not go to work the next day?
Well, it was Philadelphia, so I feel like every day after a football game is a holiday there, so.
Right. Minor thing, mentioned last week, I started rewatching Buffy for the first time, and I'm into season 3 now.
Wow, that's a lot of seasons.
It is. And one of my favorite episodes that I remember from before when we watched it the first time, just finished it today, so that was fun. And that was called Band Candy.
Yeah, that's a good one. How many episodes per season are there?
One was short. It was like 10 or 12
the
or something.
The
yeah.
first season, yeah.
And then the second one was 22.
Then I think it's 22, like,
I think
every
it is, except
time.
Maybe not the last one. I don't know, but.
Right.
But, yeah.
Interesting.
I am going to start. I was debating whether I watch all of Buffy, but I think I'm going to start peppering in Angel when the spinoff of that started.
Just do back and forth.
Yeah.
That's going to be tougher, but.
Yeah, because we, when we watch it before, we watch all of Buffy and then all of Angel. And I think we're going to, I'm going to back and forth.
Well, that. When it came out, that's how you would do it.
Yeah.
You'd sit down, and it would be a Saturday night.
Oh, wait, you have to explain. Okay, so you used to only be able to watch TV shows when they aired.
they'd broadcast it, and it would be like, Buffy would come on at 11 p.m., and Angel would come on at midnight.
Yes.
And they sometimes crossed over and sometimes didn't, and it would be 2 hours of great TV, and it would be something to look forward to on the weekend.
Oh, and also sometimes like if there was a commercial.
Well, then you could run and get a snack.
Go to the bathroom.
And And then you have to listen. If you were watching with someone else, they'd be like, it's on.
And then you had to run.
And then you have to run.
And maybe, like, do some parkour.
Parkour over the couch.
Or only we didn't call it parkour, but would parkour over the couch and stuff?
Yeah, parkour wasn't a thing then. Yet,
yeah. No. So I never did that. I watched the DVD copies.
Long story short, we're old.
Apparently. Yeah, so that's fun. And also, I'm, like, back at school and stuff.
That's probably why your voice sounds weird.
Maybe that's it. I've been talking so much.
That's brutal.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. Brandon, do you have a Better Know a Listener?
I do.
All right. I want to hear it.
Well, today we're going to go to the big old state of Texas.
Okay.
And it's a little city called Killeen.
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 Oh, Killeen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's located in Bell County.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 19th most populous city in Texas.
How many people would it have to be the 19th?
153,000. So it's pretty big.
It's pretty big. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's like kind of a military town. It's very near Fort Hood. And unfortunately, and ironically, because the town's name is Killeen,
yeah,
what it's most known for is there's been, like, two major mass shootings there.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
No.
And then
don't love that.
No. Well.
Yeah. As soon as you said unfortunately and ironically, I was like, it's going to be people dying.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But they used to harvest... cotton gin there.
Oh.
That'd probably be good.
Yeah.
And there's university. It's kind of a university/town. Military town.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, a couple mass shootings.
I wonder how, like, transient people would be there.
Well,
with the military.
A military, quite, I would imagine. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. That is unfortunate for
Killeen. Because, like, it's saying, like, during the original, Operation Desert Storm, there's like thousands of people left the town to go to Iraq.
Oh,
so
okay.
like major military town, like a big barracks and stuff. So yeah,
like huge percentage of the population.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't know, this seems macabre, but like, what were the type of mass shootings? Was it like recently?
There was one in 1991.
Okay.
And one in 2014.
Schools?
One was at a cafeteria, and the other one was a soldier from Fort Hood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that is unfortunate. Apologies. I'm not, like, I did anything, but, like, I am sorry, citizens of Killeen.
Well, yeah, that's... It's unfortunate to be... Well, let's find something good that they're known for.
Yeah, that's sad.
There is Vive Les Arts Theater, a full-time arts organization which produces several main stage and children's theater shows each year.
Hey, I like that better.
That's pretty good.
I like that better.
They do a Nutcracker every year for Christmas.
Do you know, I would actually... I know you don't want to. I would love to do that one year. Just one year. Just one year. I want to go see the Nutcracker. Maybe not necessarily in Killeen, but like somewhere.
Yeah. The Nutcracker is pretty cool.
Just one time. I know some people, they do it every year, but like, I just want to try it once.
Hmm.
Go see the full thing. Well, hello, listeners from Killeen.
Hello, Killeen.
Hello.
Enjoy the Nutcracker.
Yes. Enjoy the Nutcracker. You know, before you know it, it's September now. So really, Merry Christmas.
Basically, I mean, might as well be.
Might as well. We're in the Burr months.
Burr.
About September, October, November, December. The best months are the Burr months if you're on Instagram and a girl.
Swell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Disney A News Update. Okay, so first of all, do you have news?
No, not really. We kind of expended all the news last week.
Yeah, except I want to talk rumors.
Rumors?
Yeah, mostly doomsday rumors.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of those.
Right, because there's still information coming out.
Good and bad rumors, I don't know.
About that fight you were talking about.
fisticuffs.
Right.
Well, maybe not, but...
Maybe not.
I don't know.
So more information has come out. So you mentioned that it was believed that it was Robert Downey Jr. and Ryan Reynolds, and it, like, blew up, and then it came out that, like, they haven't actually met in person, so it wasn't them. So I just thought we could talk about, like, where that rumor came from, and if we think there's any validity to any part of it.
So... The rumor came from, like, kind of an online podcast type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Much bigger than us, obviously.
Right.
It is their job. Like a real podcast
right.
person.
Yes.
That has contacts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to bet that something happened.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it was. No one really knows.
We do get the idea. Like, people jumped on who it was to begin with. Thinking this, but if you look at the way it was worded, it sounded like actors.
Yeah, and it's not necessary. Like, that would make the best story.
Yeah,
and that actually leads me to believe that maybe it wasn't actors.
Okay.
Because they might have dropped the fat, like the names and stuff. But I don't know. There's talks of like people. Saying that they wouldn't be on set with the other person and they're having to move production around, which means at least one of them had a little bit of power.
I think that's probably why people thought it was Robert Downey Jr.
And maybe he was involved. Like, he clearly does have a bit of an ego.
Oh, sure.
And has a bumpy past that
yes.
where there would be jokes
yeah.
that could bother him.
And
so,
he's
I don't know.
Very well known for not... having any patience for those kinds of
comments. He has a good sense of humor, but not about that.
Yeah, there's that is completely off topic for him. And he's like walked out of interviews
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, hopefully it doesn't show up on screen because
yeah.
I still want Marvel movies.
I know.
If this one goes down in flames,
that's
well,
not good. Yeah. Spider-Man can't do everything here, guys. The other news, it's actually really old news, but it happened while we were traveling this summer, and we never talked about it. Okay.
Well, I was busy.
Yes, because
we were traveling.
Yes.
I was in Italy.
Me too. I was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They are changing. If you are staying at a Disneyland hotel, you no longer have early entry.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Instead, they're going to give you one lightning lane.
No, you just get free. You just get free lightning lane.
I thought it was one
for the day.
Oh, okay, that's actually slightly better.
Like, you're not the like cars.
No,
or
no,
Rise
not
of
the individual lightning.
It's
yeah.
the multi pass.
Okay,
you get free multi pass.
So, what
for
do you
day.
Think of this?
As a non Disney hotel stayer,
mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah,
because. If I was staying there, I would hate it because half an hour or whatever it was, I think it was a half an hour
early. It was a half hour.
Is way better, as long as you got up in the morning,
yeah.
than a multi-pass that you can just buy.
Right.
The value is infinite.
You can do a lot in
for
a half
an
hour.
Early access mm-hmm. versus a multi-pass that everyone can buy.
Right. So, do you remember before it used to be? Because I think you
but
did
at
it
least
once.
They at least they gave them something.
They did. I have one more thing that's changing at the same time as
yeah.
that. But just quickly, do you remember when it used to be if you had five or more day park hoppers,
mm-hmm.
you had a multi-day pass included, but it was only on certain days?
No, early entry. It was called Magic
Morning.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. I said multi-pass. Magic Morning.
Yeah.
And it was a full hour.
Mm-hmm.
But they also had, like, the hotels had it, and anyone with these park hoppers would have it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was only, like,
I like
Tuesdays,
that.
Thursdays, or something
I
like
thought,
that.
I thought that was very fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they also didn't have reservations then, so the parks could be busier.
Right.
Blah-de-blah-de-blah.
The other thing they're changing at the same time, Pixar Place will no longer have the separate entrance.
Yes, I did hear about, like... The cut through.
Yeah.
Yeah, they...
They're supposed to use the California, Grand California one now.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine if as long as it's not too busy. But anyway, I don't know if it has anything to do with the construction, but they don't keep that open very long. Like, it's
they are really dissuading people to stay at this Pixar place.
It's actually the most popular.
No way.
It is. Apparently.
Is it because it's the cheapest?
Yes, it's because it's the cheapest. Which is silly, because you could just stay even cheaper, like a block away.
Literally, the place we stay is not even a block away. Or we have stayed, I should say. Several times.
We stayed the most.
Yeah.
Across the street, and you walk by it, and it takes 2 minutes to walk by.
The longest time is to wait for the light to change, sometimes.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, then you're on Disney property.
Like, if I was going to spend the money to stay at Pixar Place, I would just stay at the Best Western on Harbor.
Right.
That's, like, right at the entrance.
Right.
That's closer than a Disneyland hotel.
It is.
The
only thing as close would be Grand Californian, and that's just as close to DCA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's closer than Disneyland hotel. It's like, yeah, I totally agree. If you're going to spend that much money, do that.
Or just save your money and stay at a good neighbor hotel and then spend it more on a Floridian hotel at Disney World.
Could do that.
Because there's a lot more options there, and it's a better Disney bubble.
Right.
That makes it
you don't really...
The Disney bubble doesn't really exist in California.
No.
I don't
I think the reason I like the hotel we stayed at, which is another Best Western on where you have to walk past Pixar Place. The reason I like staying there is even when you're walking the distance, you're walking through Disney, and it's as close as you can get to a Disney bubble.
Yeah. 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 So the other news that I was going to talk about is there's some rumors, there's some options. LA is hosting the Olympics.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
In 2028.
Right.
And as part of that, they're going to upgrade their infrastructure.
Of course.
And things. They actually have quite a bit. They have quite a bit more infrastructure than a lot of Olympic host cities, like, in place. They have a good football stadium, good baseball diamonds in LA and Anaheim. But part of this is they're looking at different transportation options, because their public transportation is kind of crappy.
Yeah, famously bad.
Famously bad. Like, I have been on the LA subway.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
Yeah.
But, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It is a little creepy at times. Like, it's the one subway that I've been on that had, like, people, like, doing the weird, crazy shouting, like, they're...
Oh, really?
Religious, like, the world is ending, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. Anyway, but, Disney-related, they are exploring having a gondola-type Skyliner thingy going down Catella, mostly.
Yeah.
And with a stop at Disneyland Gate, and also the baseball, like the Anaheim Angels baseball...
Right.
...stadium, diamond place. So
Place.
that would be amazing, and it would actually, talking about different hotels that are cheap to stay at, well, if there was a a good Skyliner type thing, that would expand that. Like, you could stay several blocks away, as long as the hours were good on it, and you could go to the parks.
What do you think the likelihood is of this is happening? Because I read it and I was just like, this is so cool.
They're going to build something, and I don't know, this would be my pick. I don't know what the other options are, but
it would be literally like an attraction for the city.
And I don't know. I think Disney would pitch in, on it
for the
piece that's going to drop you off at the gate. But it's going to go all the way down. Catella is like supposed to have like 6 or 7 stops or something.
Right? Yeah,
so
I was reading that.
It wasn't. Wasn't just Disney.
No.
But it would
benefit a lot.
It would benefit Disney so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be awesome. I would stay at different hotels that way.
Yeah. I'd be excited to go on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as long as the hours were good.
The Skyliner in Disney World is very, very popular. And then, of course, that's Disney only.
Of course. But that's part of the Disney bubble.
It's just different. It's just different in Florida, but... I don't know. Fingers crossed that they come up with something. They need
that would be really
they need
cool,
better
though.
Transportation. The busing in Anaheim is terrible, and the subway in LA is terrible.
Right.
Just...
traffic is notoriously bad there, and they're hosting the Olympics, so it's not going to be better during that time. Use the opportunity. Do something cool. Another good rumor. Man, a lot of rumors. A lot of big rumors.
Big rumors.
Anything else to add?
I think that's it.
Alrighty.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that's probably good.
Okay. Let's head to the main topic.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Disney A grab bag. Brandon.
That's me.
You have opinions on things.
All the time.
I have opinions on things.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But the things I have opinions on, I have strong opinions on.
That is true, yes. Actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I shouldn't discount you from having opinions, because you usually just, like, go with the flow.
Yeah.
You're just, like, chill and go with the flow. That's kind of true. Person. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you do.
Yeah, and then, like, but then when I have an opinion, it's, like, an opinion with a capital.
Which is good. Which is good.
Thanks, thanks. So, I thought today's episode, we would talk about some hot takes Disney-related.
Oh, I got lots of those.
I figured you do. So I figured we could share some, and then I asked on Instagram for some.
Oh.
On both of my account, as well as our Disney A one.
Huh.
And got some responses, so I thought we would see which we agree with and not, and so on.
I'm too old for Instagram, but that's okay.
I'm too old for TikTok.
Well, definitely too old for TikTok.
Yeah.
But yeah. Cool.
So, fun story. I asked my 10th graders today how many of them still were on Facebook. Two were.
Wow.
Out of 35.
That's more than I would have expected.
One is into, like, thrifting, though, and, like, uses
just
it
for, like, for the marketplace?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I don't really use Facebook.
No, I'm in groups on Facebook.
Anymore for Facebook types. Like, it has changed a lot.
Totally.
But I also don't use Instagram. My biggest social media thing, not that I participate, but I read, is now Reddit, actually.
I think I remember you telling me that, yeah.
Yeah. I used to go on Twitter a lot, but we don't do that anymore.
No. Instagram is still my number one, for sure. Okay, so let's, like, start with one. Do you have a hot take that you want to share?
I don't, off the top of my head.
Let's look at some of the ones that I've
got. Okay, okay. I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
Well, a lot of hot takes, this might surprise you, are about Disney live action movies.
Oh, well.
So this one, so got a couple.
Mm-hmm.
One was, you know, which one was good and which one wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
This one, though, I'm actually going to read aloud because I do think this is a hot take because it's in disagreement with the other ones I got, which is Disney live action movies. And this says both, like, whether theatrical release or, like...
Or, like...
channel, Disney channel.
The Lady and the Tramp live action remake
on
streaming only.
Don't get the love they deserve. What do you think?
Well, that is a flaming hot take. There's only been one good live action remake.
Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm. That's
I like Beauty and the Beast. I know you don't.
No, Beauty and the Beast was
I liked it.
Flipping terrible.
I liked it.
I'm willing to let them keep trying, but I'm also willing to just not watch them.
Yeah.
Like Little Mermaid we haven't seen.
I do want to watch that
Lilo
one.
Lilo and Stitch we haven't seen.
I don't care if we watch that one.
I didn't really care for the first Lilo and Stitch, right. So why would I want to watch a remake?
Right.
Anyway, that's also a hot take in and of itself.
True.
But yeah, I don't know. I get why they do it. They're usually not great. They need to lean into the newness of it, I think.
The newness of live action, or
the newness of doing a remake, live action or not. Like, don't try and just recreate it shot for shot.
Like, if you're gonna do something different.
Yeah.
I think you know what live action is in the category, and I don't think it's a remake. Cruella.
Yeah.
I liked Cruella.
That's true. I did like Cruella.
Yeah,
that was good.
I think, and Maleficent. I didn't like that as much.
The first Maleficent,
but it was at least it was good. Yeah,
tried something. Yeah. It was fine. It was more colored by my dislike of Angelina Jolie than anything.
Fine. I thought she did a good job. It worked with her.
She did okay. I just not big on the old Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
The South.
So you're like, yeah, you're colored by that for sure.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a hot take. It would be a hot take to say Jungle Book is the best live action.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just.
Any list I've seen, if you include like Maleficent and Cruella, Maleficent's number one.
Well, that's just silly.
If you're just going remakes, it's usually Cinderella, Mulan, or Beauty and the Beast.
I'm surprised because people really didn't like Mulan when
it
came out.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm sorry. Like you're anyone who says that is wrong. It's Jungle Book. Jungle Book is really good.
I actually really liked...
Jungle Book live action is better than the animated
one. That's a hot take.
Yeah, that's a hot take. There you go. Flamin' hot Cheetos right here.
Flamin' hot Cheetos take. I really liked... I actually did really like Cinderella and Beauty and the Beast. I did like Cinderella. I thought that...
Emma Watson did a very good job as Belle live action.
True,
which was a tough sell.
Yeah.
The Beast was not great.
I liked...
No, the Beast was not great, and the extra songs were not great.
I liked some of it, some of that. I liked the extra story and the connection with her dad, Kevin Kline aside. And I liked... Yeah, I thought some of the acting and stuff was good, but I really like her as Belle. She makes sense as Belle to me.
No, she was
for sure.
She was a good Belle. Yeah, okay.
But yes, Jungle Book would be a hot take.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a true story. And a hotter take is that Jungle Book live action is better than the original.
That is my hot take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's next on the hot takery?
All right. So this is just an honor. So we don't need to discuss. This is an honorable mention. Her hot take is Brandon should be hired to play Loki every day at the parks.
Oh. I appreciate that. I live too far away.
True.
And I'm probably too tall. I wouldn't make the cut. I don't think, but I do like my President Loki costume.
Yes,
so I very much
totally
appreciate
that.
Yes.
Disney did not destroy Star Wars. The fans did.
I don't know if that's even a hot take. Like,
a lot of people think Disney destroyed Star Wars.
A lot of people do, but
they're wrong.
The fan base is icky.
That's true. They're like the worst. As a Star Wars fan.
Lots of fan bases are icky. Like, anytime something gets popular, it attracts
icky.
The worst of humanity.
True.
And there's very little in the world that was more popular than Star Wars.
Yeah. And for so long across so many groups.
Yes.
Yeah.
The quality of the movies is hit and miss.
Sure.
But yeah, no. The fan base is probably the worst part of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Even The Rise of Skywalker, which was a hot garbage of a movie, the worst part was the fans. So, I don't know.
Oh, okay. So, again, there were takes on this topic a lot. This is a common take on this topic.
Okay. So, not that hot. It's like
classic rides.
Lukewarm.
Classic rides should never be updated or eliminated.
I'm very torn on this because I think that you can do new things with new technology, but then you're also sad that you're losing stuff.
I think it can be bittersweet.
It can be bittersweet.
And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But you can't be stagnant either.
But, well, so I really, really like Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
And ooh, I was very example. I was very sad that they were going to replace it in Disneyland, California Adventure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Guardians is a great ride.
Yeah, it's your favorite ride in the park.
I mean, low bar, but there's a hot take.
That is terrible. Really?
There's not that many good rides in
you don't
in
like thrill ride. You like thrill rides, and they don't have a lot of thrill rides.
They have more thrill rides in DCA, but it's just, it's not.
There aren't a lot of rides in DCA.
Yeah, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. It's more of a vibe thing.
Yeah, we like DCA for the vibes.
It's good vibes. Very good they vibes. Fix the vibes, mm-hmm. and it's good. But yeah, you got Guardians and, I don't know.
Cars.
California Screamin' and Cars.
Could you say California Screamin'?
Yeah.
Show your age some more.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there are other ones that are good, but they're, like, not... Yeah. Fair. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm also torn on this one. I think change for the sake of change is dumb. And not changing for the sake of not changing or nostalgia or whatever is also dumb.
Yeah, you gotta be careful of that. It's tough.
It is.
It is a very...
And you don't know the right answer till after.
That's why the VPs and the CEOs and stuff make the big bucks, because they gotta make those decisions, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of money at stake and a lot of people's jobs at stake, and it's not... No. It's not as easy as people think.
So, I know the big one is, like, Tiana / Splash Mountain. My example that I always give, though, is a lot of people were upset when they took down the mine train and the rainbow, whatever it was called, and then they ended up getting Big Thunder out of it.
That's right. There was a little, like... kitty train back in the day, and now it's Big Thunder, and now if you did anything to Big Thunder, people would have a connection 100%. Fit,
I also like Splash Mountain, so like I don't know what the answer is.
Okay, I have a hot take.
Cam ready.
The Star Wars hotel was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was just poorly implemented.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I would have loved to go.
It needed, like, for the price point, okay, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
And it needed to be less IKEA box style.
Right.
If you were going to charge that much. Or you just don't charge as much. I don't know.
Have a coupon day or something.
wrong park.
Wrong franchise. Okay, right.
Yes.
Come on, it was a good reference.
It was a good reference, right. Yeah.
I am going to be forever sad that we never got a chance to go immerse and live and stay in Star Wars.
Yeah, well, we couldn't afford it.
No, we could not. And it didn't stay open long enough to...
Not even consider it, no.
No, exactly.
Even if we could afford it, it wasn't open long enough, so... Yeah.
Here's one. The older Disney princesses are not anti-feminist or bad messages for girls. Some of them are quite empowering. There is nothing anti-feminist about wanting love.
I totally agree with this. We were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
There's actually very few pure damsel in distresses.
It's true.
In Disney. Like, your most... damsel in distresses are Aurora and Snow White, and even they kind of have their own agency,
totally,
other than like falling in love at the drop of a hat, which is whatever, you're going for love at first sight kind of thing. But I don't know,
I agree.
It's not that crazy.
No,
it's not that crazy. I don't know.
I don't think like kindness is a weakness, and that's their defining characteristics.
They make friends with animals.
They make friends with animals. Yeah, exactly.
And so I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
There was another one about princesses. I didn't have this written down, but I remember reading it, and it was, I think, just actually true. And it's, there are more moments in all of Disney animated movies of people calling into question princess tropes than there are actually the princess tropes.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, I think technically that's probably right. But it's all, like, more modern stuff. But, I mean, even Little Mermaid, that was 1989.
Yeah.
Other than, but Daddy, I love him.
Yeah. Everyone loves that. She's 16. Yeah. Listen to your father. Come on.
Have you ever seen that thing? And it's like, if the Disney princesses had moms, and her mom is like, she's 16, give it a week. It'll be fine.
It's true.
As you kind of got to like with 16-year-olds all the time.
You kind of got to ride that out.
Yeah. And hey, you know what doesn't work with 16-year-olds? Banning them from doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Weirdly enough.
Like books. Zing.
Hey, in totally unrelated news, you want to hear something funny? Handmaid's Tale is the most commonly picked book among my grade 12s for their independent reading project this year.
Why? What happened?
1984 is the second most popular.
Well, they just want to read up on current events, I guess. So. I don't know.
I have to move them all to the nonfiction sections.
Yeah.
Here's one. Speaking of when we were talking attractions changing and not changing, Space Mountain needs a reimagining.
Ooh, that is a spicy hot take.
It almost hurts to read it.
I don't think I agree with this one.
I don't think I do either.
There was rumors a couple years ago of them re-theming it to be Buzz Lightyear when that Buzz Lightyear it wasn't live action, but it was like Buzz Lightyear is a real person movie was coming out. Yeah. Which, again, we haven't seen. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen that.
We have not.
But there was rumors that they were going to make that a Buzz Lightyear ride because they wanted everything to have an IP. And that would have been really bad.
I think there would have been riots.
I really like Space Mountain as it is, as long as it's working. Because mm-hmm. it goes down a lot. And I like that they re-theme it as Star Wars once in a while, mm-hmm. but like just temporarily.
Yep.
I think that reskinning with the graphics of the TIE fighters and stuff.
They do a really good job.
It works really, really well. But the original Space Mountain with the music and stuff, I don't know. That's kind of timeless.
And the only updating I think they should do, I'm totally agree. The temporary, great. And I think they do that as solid. They do it really well. The only updating they should do is the technology so it doesn't break down so often.
Yeah, that's what I would say. And if, like, you could, I don't know, increase the riders per hour somehow.
Right. I don't know. Well, if it didn't break down so often, that would probably help too.
Yeah, I don't have any good ideas.
No.
But.
All right. I do have one more attraction one.
Okay.
Okay. I think just one more. So when we were talking, rides changing and not changing, you mentioned the Space Mountain reskin, mm-hmm. and it's like you segued me perfectly.
Oh, perfect.
I think this is a hot take.
Yeah?
The Haunted Mansion Nightmare overlay is better than the original.
That is a hot take, and it's an incorrect hot take, but, you know.
It's a hot take.
Props for trying.
Yeah. I actually really like the overlay.
It's very good.
It's not better than the original.
It's on for too long.
But how do you not have it that time period?
I get it. Nightmare Before Christmas is both Christmas and Halloween.
Right. And if you were going to do it for Christmas, you would have to close it at Halloween to do that. And you don't want to have that happen.
It's just on for too long, but it's very, like, they go all in on it, which is important.
I couldn't believe it.
But no, it's, the original is better.
The original is better.
And, like, but the Nightmare Before Christmas one doesn't work without the original, like, it's kind of a play on
right,
it.
Yeah. So, like, it's supposed to be set up residence there, like, they took over for a while.
So.
Anytime I hear someone say that it's on for too long, like, I agree if you just look like the amount of time, but like I don't know how else you would do that, because you would have to have, like, you can't close it down on Halloween itself to do the overlay, and it takes 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
It's very significant,
and so by the time, if you waited a week and then shut it down, mm-hmm. There's no point, because then you're so far into the Christmas season. It's just the Halloween season and the Christmas season are too close together to allow the change, because it is such a big change.
No, it's fine. It just maybe I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine the way it is.
And it doesn't help that Halloween season keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger. Yeah.
It was one thing when it started beginning of September. Now we're into the middle of August, so.
Yeah.
All right. I do think that's a hot take, and I love the Haunted Mansion overlay.
It is a hot take.
I disagree.
Yeah. You're not going to...
No.
You're not going to get a lot of Disney aficionados agreeing with that one.
That's true. Okay, the only other parks one I have is not an attraction one.
Okay.
Staying late is better than going to Rope Drop.
Do both. Don't be weak.
Here's my hot take. All the advice says to take a break in the middle and go to the pool or for lunch or something like that. My hot take is what you said. Stay.
Do it all. Don't be weak.
Yep. From before park open to after park close. You know what your break is? Have lunch in the park. Go to a show.
Yeah, go to a show, sit on the train, do a circle tour, have a little...
Absolutely.
Little nap.
Little nap. Tiki room.
Go to Tiki room. If you doze off and then the Tiki masks start yelling at you, it is a little bit frightening.
It's a little terrifying.
But there's ways to relax, sure. But yeah, no, like...
Sit on a bench with, like, an ice cream or
you're
something.
You're not at Disney every day of your life.
Yeah.
Just... You're spending all that money. Go for it.
And you know what? The vibes at Disney are so good that if you're like, I need to take a break from attractions or whatever, then just enjoy the vibes. There's other things. Go on the Columbia. Go on the Mark Twain. If you don't want to stand, go sit in some air conditioning. Have a leisurely lunch.
Go see the new Walt Disney animatronic.
Exactly.
That's probably a good nap.
That is probably. The Abraham Lincoln one was.
Yeah.
I didn't nap because I hadn't seen it before, but there were a lot of people around me napping.
I definitely fell asleep on the train for like 3 minutes.
I almost always fall asleep on the train when it's like mid our trip and we've been going for a few days and stuff. Not when we go on like the first or second day, but oh yeah.
But you gotta go for Rope Drop.
Yeah.
And you gotta stay till the end.
And why on earth would you walk more steps to go back to your hotel?
Exactly.
The walking the steps.
Maybe
the
if there
part.
Was a Skyliner. I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe. I just think there's like really cool lunch places and it's the best. Like you want to do the vibes, but you don't want to miss good ride time. Do it in the middle of the day. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I disagree with this, but I disagree with the opposite side as well. And then the other Disney Parks one, going to Disney solo is better than going with other people.
It really depends who you're going with.
That's probably true. I'd like going with you.
You need to find the people that go your speed, because there's very different speeds that you can do Disney at.
Yep.
And if you're going different speeds than the people you're with, then no one's happy.
Yeah, and you also have to, like...
Want to do the same thing.
Yes, yes.
There's lots of different things to do.
Exactly. That's why it's awesome. I also think that Disney is a recipe for, like, crankiness. Like, think of kids, but also, like, adults. And things.
Yeah.
Like, you're hangry, you're tired, you're hot.
I get cranky sometimes, for
totally.
Sure.
Totally. So I think it's also a matter of, like, people that you're comfortable being cranky with. And, like... knowing how to, like, be around the person. Like, if you get cranky, I know why you're cranky and, like, I'm not taking it personally or anything like that.
Exactly.
Right? But, I mean, like, if someone else was, I'm like, is it me? Did I say something? Did I do anything?
Right, yeah.
So I think it's also people you can be uncomfortable with.
But I do want to, like, this is a kind of a hot take, but I kind of agree with it that, like, you can have a lot of fun by yourself at Disney.
There's a lot you can do at Disney.
And
by yourself.
And there's some sweet single rider rides. Mm-hmm. So
I think you just have to, like, wrap your head around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have seen the one time, I think it was even New Year's, we were at Blue Bayou and we saw a gentleman come in and he really enjoyed his Blue Bayou, or he looked like he really enjoyed Blue Bayou meal by himself. And I was like,
heck yeah.
Good. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do that. So I just think you have to be, like, comfortable with that. Okay. Ooh, okay, getting away from the parks. Do you have any more parks hot takes?
I do have a parks hot take.
Let's do that before we go to this next one.
It's very spicy, this take.
Am I going to be upset?
Probably.
Oh, no.
Disney World is significantly better than Disneyland.
That's just not true.
It is, though.
I think it depends what you mean by better.
It factually better.
Because, okay.
There's four parks.
So bigger. The word you're looking for is bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. Bigger's not always better.
It has a Disney bubble.
I will give you the Disney bubble because that sounds amazing.
It has way more dining options.
Not as many rides, but
it
okay.
It has way more hotel options at every different budget level. And it has better rides.
So the food is notoriously better in Disneyland than Disney World.
Yes. Especially but there's for quick more service. There's more bad and there's more good as well.
I have heard that the sit down, like you take a lot of time, dining options, just because there are more, they are better.
You've never been there, so anyway.
I'm telling you what I've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that the quick service is atrocious.
And that's probably true.
Like atrocious. And whereas Disneyland notoriously does quick service very well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, but there
is
less. If
you're going for bigger, there's more attractions in the two parks in Disneyland.
There's more quote unquote attractions. Yeah. The ones that fill up that nozzle are pretty lame. there's more e-tickets in Disney World and better.
Disneyland was the park that Walt built.
Yeah, well.
You can always keep
he
that
He should have
one.
Smoked less cigarettes than he could have built Disney World, too.
He did want to,
yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah.
And I know we are Team Roy as well, and that is the park he built. However, there is something about it being the original that I think you cannot discount.
That's just an excuse.
It's not. It's a reason.
Disney World is better.
No, I don't know about that.
You got an Expedition Everest better than Matterhorn.
Expedition
Everest.
You got
Everest a rock and roller coaster
work.
Way better than Incredicoaster.
That isn't even open right now. You know what? You can talk to me about that when the Muppets take it over.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
When the Muppets take it over, we
rock and roller coaster.
You know what?
And it has the original Tower of Terror. That's even better than the original Tower of Terror.
This one has the original Pirates.
And it has a Guardians ride that's even better than the Guardians ride.
It's going to make me sick.
Yeah, well, that's your problem. Don't be weak.
It has
do both.
Better pirates at Disneyland.
Don't be weak.
It doesn't have the Matterhorn.
It does. Okay, I will say the pirates at Disneyland is better.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. And Mr. Toad.
Because Mr. Toad
exists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know what? I know the perfect way.
It has lions and tigers
and
in
bears.
Disney World.
Oh, the best way to solve this discussion is we should just go to every Disney park there is.
Hmm. Well, Tokyo Disney is probably better than all of them. I don't know. I was just pitting the two American parks against each other, so.
Do you have any more parks hot takes? I got one more, but I think it's obvious. Turkey leg is overrated.
Well, yeah. Everyone's,
we haven't
that's
had
not
it,
even
though.
Hot. That's
so,
not
like,
even
yeah.
hot. I can't even say that. I will say Corndog Castle, just as good as the Red Cart.
Ooh, that is a hot take,
yeah,
actually.
Just as good.
Even though, I swear, it is well known, they use the same...
It's just as good. And I think they have, like, better specials.
They do special
there.
Things,
like,
yeah.
Like the special recipe or whatever.
Last Halloween, I had one. It was really good.
Corndog Castle, just as good.
That's
Red Car Trolley
take.
Or whatever it's called. Or Little Red Wagon. Little Red Wagon.
Yeah.
I mean, Little Red Wagon is good.
Mm-hmm.
But
and, like, the location and the, yeah.
The Corndog Castle is just as good. Just as good.
That is a hot take. I don't know if I disagree. If you're just talking corndog to corndog, I don't know if I disagree with you. I think
I could do a blind taste test and I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're both freaking good.
Ooh. Yeah, that's tough.
I'm a corndog convert.
You are. You are, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Disney did this to you.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I actually have always liked corn dogs, and I never get them, so this makes me very happy.
I used to hate corn dogs.
Which is insane to me.
But now I love them.
Yes. Well, the thing is, you have to have good ones. You can only have corn dogs at, like, a fair or theme park or something like that, where it's, like, not just sitting there rotating. That's the trick. You like a good corn dog.
No, I just didn't used to like sweet corn bread.
Okay, well now
on my
that now
dogs.
Then
yeah.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. That actually, that's a hot take, and I like it, because it's like, ooh.
It's true. It's true. The corndog castle is just as good. It's just as good. And you don't have to stand in line as long.
I have a hot take, actually, in the parks. I think that piloting the Millennium Falcon is overrated.
Oh, that is a hot take. Because that's the only thing that I want to do on that ride.
No, I like being being a gunner.
You're not as much of a gamer as me. That's.
I mean, I guess that is true. I like being a gunner because then you can watch what's going on, but you're still participating.
Yeah, but I want to control what's going on.
But then you're not like enjoying the.
Oh,
experience.
I'm very much enjoying it. when I'm an engineer or. I actually like being an engineer more than a gunner.
No way.
Yeah, I...
No, the engineer's the worst.
Gunner is the worst. Yeah. Anyway, I just... Watching the people drive into things and...
Is it me? Am I the people?
No, because usually if I'm an engineer, you're an engineer.
That's true.
Or whatever. But, no, I need
you
to be...
You just... Your gaming competitive streak hurts is all.
I'm a good pilot, and...
No, you are. Actually, the best, smoothest ride I was ever on was when we were with your friend, who's also, like, you guys are gamers together.
We've played video games together for over 20 years.
Longer than you've known me.
Yeah.
And it was insane how smooth that ride was when you two piloted.
Yeah, it was like...
I was like, oh, this is a completely different experience.
Taking the baby out for a walk in their stroller, and
I am standing by what I say. Being a pilot is overrated.
No.
Gunner's where it's at.
Pilot's the best.
Gunner's where it's at. Okay.
Although it is funny when there's like a little kid or something crashing into everything. I enjoy that as well.
Yeah.
But I would rather be piloting.
Okay. Mickey Mouse isn't the face of Disney anymore.
That is spicy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Mickey Mouse is still the face of Disney, but like the young kids would be like, what's a Mickey Mouse?
It's well, just like they a would logo know or... Mickey Mouse is the logo for Disney.
Yeah. Like only.
They do have the new cartoons, but I don't think they're
super
popular.
No, they're not very popular. You'd have people watching Frozen and Lilo and Stitch.
How many people would see the Tinkerbell doing the light up and not realize she's even from a movie, though?
True.
That, right? Like, the icons is what I'm talking about.
Like, I think Stitch is probably more recognizable than Mickey Mouse for a lot of people now.
Boo.
Which is horrific. Cause
boo.
Like, Mickey Mouse used to be one of the most recognizable things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's been a long time since something Mickey Mouse was a blockbuster-type situation.
Yeah, I will tell you. I was talking about... like Dickens, and we were talking about books, and I was like, A Christmas Carol, no one knew what I was talking about. I was like, you know, guys, what about like Mickey's Christmas Carol? And they all knew Mickey's Christmas Carol.
That's good.
Or almost, I shouldn't say all, most of them knew Mickey's Christmas Carol. And I was like, that surprises me.
Yeah, that does surprise me.
Like, that surprises me. It's because it's old and retro.
Muppet's Christmas Carol is better.
Muppet's Christmas Carol is better. I'm going to make them all watch it.
Yeah.
Disney Channel original movie stars are the ones still keeping many franchises, networks, and platforms afloat.
Do you have examples?
No. Oh, it's a type in.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Jonas Brothers are getting their own Christmas
special. I sent
special.
That to you. Guess what you're going to watch this holiday season.
Yay.
Hey, it's not even a blind date. I'm telling you in advance.
Yay.
You have a Halloween one coming up, though, soon.
Oh, no.
I didn't forget.
Oh.
You can't watch three and not the fourth one.
I certainly can.
No, nope, it's going to happen.
It's physical.
You can decide whether you want to do it at the end of September or the beginning of October.
Flippity-doo.
I'm so excited.
Well, I mean... You could argue this. I don't know.
I think
there's
I don't know. You know what it is? I think it depends who you are and, like, the role nostalgia plays for you.
Sure.
Because, like, when I think Disney Channel original movies,
mm-hmm.
I'm... Okay, so I just posted a picture, like, hey, it's fall time, right? So yeah. I posted the picture of us meeting, like, Minnie and Daisy and them dressed as the Sanderson sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Hocus Pocus would be a good example. But it's all nostalgia. And, I mean, I love it, like, me and Halloween Town every year, right? But what, and, like, High School Musical?
Yeah.
Set that up? But, like...
Well, what's his name from High School Musicals and a lot of stuff these days?
Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zachary Efron?
Right. Zachary.
I don't know. Well, and Ariana Grande was on the Disney Channel, and she's huge. And like,
true.
Carrying Wicked.
Well, I don't know about carrying, but, like, making it so popular, for sure. Ha! Popular.
It's popular. Making it popular. But, like, that's, like, a major cultural phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's true.
She's technically a Disney Channel-y
person. That she did Disney.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Well, I mean, see, the thing is also, we are from the era where, like, a lot of the, like, late 90s, early 2000s stars did get starts on Disney Channel.
Yeah, you're...
All your boy bands and
your
Christina
boy bands
Aguilera.
And your Christina Aguilera
totally,
and your Britney Spears.
Exactly.
How
about...
So I think that was... the 90s was bigger for that transition. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and the 2000s. And I mean, you of course have... Like... See, the problem I have with this is I didn't do the Disney Channel that was like the Wizards of Waverly Place era. Or Hannah Montana. Oh, there's one. Hannah Montana. Lizzie McGuire. Hannah Montana, like, she's big. Sorry, Miley Cyrus is big.
Miley Cyrus? She was. I don't know.
No, she's bigger now again.
Really?
Yeah, because she, like, went crazy and stuff, but now she's, like, all empowered and stuff.
What has she done lately?
More music.
Like, when?
Like, all the time.
Wow.
And she does a lot of, like, speaking and stuff about being her.
Super.
Mm. This is not a Disney hot take. She's probably popular again because of the, like, empowerment from Taylor Swift. Not that she's empowered, but, like, girls are looking for, like, empowering female stars.
Why not just go with Taylor Swift, then?
They do, too.
I don't know. Anyway.
She's edgy.
Yeah.
And there's nostalgia. So, I don't know.
Is it the best of both worlds?
It is the best of both worlds. Nice reference. Really nice reference. You hurt a little bit doing that? So I don't know, like, I'm trying to think of other Disney Channel original movies that aren't just nostalgia based.
Yeah.
And the thing is, this is the other thing. People like poo poo on those all the time. Those have always existed for Disney. Think about, like, That Darn Cat and stuff like that in the 60s.
It wasn't on Disney Channel, because the Disney Channel didn't exist. Channels didn't exist.
You had
NBC and ABC, and that was it. Okay.
But, like, that quality of movie.
Mm.
Direct release. I know, you make me watch enough of them with blind dates of Disney.
Magical Gourd. The Magical Gourd is carrying everything.
The
right
Magical
now.
Gourd. Oh my god, that was so bad. That is the worst one you've made me watch by far.
You should listen to that episode if you haven't yet. That's a plug. Plug.
That is a plug. That is the worst one either of us have ever watched. And you, even your trilogies.
Nah. Speaking of episodes... and nerd things, because I didn't really have a nerd thing this time. My guild was doing a Hear Me Out talk.
Oh, really?
After the raid,
okay.
The other day.
And?
And they were going through and they had a tier list. And a lot of the characters on there were Disney characters. So I had to link them our episode.
Oh, did you?
The Disney crushes.
So if we've got a bunch of people listening to that
maybe,
episode,
yeah,
maybe.
it's a perennial... topic.
It is. So, just out of curiosity, what were some of the ones that came up that they mentioned?
They were arguing between Baloo and Bagheera.
I had never heard of either of those. Bagheera is the answer.
Yeah. It was a lot of furry type.
Oh,
like
goodness.
Their furry awakening.
Okay.
Stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And.
Oh my.
Stuff like that. Like Zootopia, Robin Hood, that
Robin
sort of thing,
Hood is like
yeah.
notoriously the epitome of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, hear me out.
Millennials hear me outs with the Robin Hood is for sure yes. a thing. Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And made our list.
It did.
Yep. Made both mine and our guest stars list.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you have any more hot takes?
I do.
I'm ready.
You talked about turkey legs being overrated.
Mm-hmm. Don't say it.
No?
You're going to say Dole Whip.
No.
Okay.
I think Dole Whip, it is just soft serve ice cream, but it's, like, really good soft serve ice cream and, like...
Pineapple
flavored, which is special.
Appetizer.
Not for me, but I get it.
You understand
like,
that.
No, I'm not going to do a hot take on that because it would melt the Dole Whip. So, no, I'm gonna do a hot take on another popular Disney dessert.
Okay.
The macarons.
I love them.
Yeah, you love them.
They're so good. I haven't had near enough.
They have special ones with like alien shape and Baymax shape and
yummy.
I think they're terrible.
You have not had one.
I have so. I had the Snickerdoodle one.
That was amazing.
But they suck.
No, they're so good.
They are overpriced.
So good. They're huge and they're really tasty. No. And you don't like meringue and they're like very similar to meringue. That's the thing. As a personal preference, not a hot take.
No, they're terrible.
You are just wrong.
They're terrible. I would way rather have a beignet or a churro.
Beignets are really good.
If you're going to have a sweet treat, just...
Okay, between those three, I would also rather have a churro and a beignet, but then, like, and a Dole Whip, but then I would want... I really like them. I just don't get sweet stuff very much. And if I'm going to, I'm going to get one of those other things. That's
terrible.
All. You're just wrong.
Yeah.
Just wrong. It's okay to be wrong. Okay. Here we go. I found, it's not a BuzzFeed quiz. We haven't done one of these in so long. It's a BuzzFeed poll. Do you agree with my Disneyland hot takes? So we're going to see how much you agree with these.
Okay.
The percentages.
Yeah.
Big Thunder Mountain is better than Space Mountain. These are your options for all of them. I agree. I love whatever so much. I'm neutral on this or have no opinion. Or I strongly disagree. This is a terrible take for all of these things, okay? So Big Thunder Mountain is better than Space Mountain.
I will agree only on the premise that Big Thunder is better value in general because Space Mountain gets lined up way too much. You can almost always get on Big Thunder, and it's always going to be a good time.
Yeah. You cannot be grumpy and riding Big Thunder.
It's not that much different. Like, I don't know. If you were to give me Space Mountain and Big Thunder, and I'd sit in the back on both, they're the same.
Okay.
So, better value on Big Thunder. Yes, I agree.
They're 39% agree.
Yeah, of course.
38% are neutral.
Hmm.
23% strongly disagree.
This is pretty even.
That's pretty even.
It's pretty divisive.
Speaking of favorite rides and stuff like that, is a hot take. I have a hot take from... She was our guest while you were getting replaced temporarily, Brittany.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She had a hot take.
Yeah.
Alice in Wonderland is better than Peter Pan.
Oh, no.
Dark Rides.
I did hear that, and I 100%
agree. That's why I brought it up, because I was like, I think Brandon shares that opinion.
I 100% agree with you.
Because of the wait time.
Even if you gave me a front-of-the-line pass, and I got to choose between one of those two, it would be Alice.
Really?
Yeah, it's a better Dark Ride.
Oh, I don't know. I love Alice. Do not get me wrong. I love Alice.
It's a better Dark Ride.
I like Peter Pan.
It's two layers, and you go through.
You do get goofy squealing.
And it's like you get to take some LSD, and it's great.
Oh, we talked about this hot take already. I adore the holiday-themed Haunted Mansion. It should be year-round.
No, that's garbage.
36%. This is an amazing take. I completely agree. 42%, I have no opinion. 22%, this is a horrible take.
Yeah, no, that's a horrible take. It wouldn't be special.
I can't believe it was only 22%.
It wouldn't be special anymore.
Yeah, like, I agree.
The whole point of it is that it's... Like, Yeah. No, mm-hmm. that's awful. Yeah. That's an awful take. That's the worst take I've ever heard.
Yeah. Okay.
I could get behind more the fact that you think you like it more.
Yeah, but not that it should be there all the time.
Not that it should be there all the time. Totally. That's terrible.
The churros and popcorn are overrated. I'd much rather have the pickle.
Ooh. I agree. The pickle's very good and good value. The popcorn is actually not great and overpriced. The churros are really good, though. So I'm really torn on this, but I love the pickle, so I'm going to, like, semi-agree with it.
14%. Yes, team pickle all the way.
Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
30%. I'm neutral, have no opinion.
Mm.
56%. This is an awful take.
56.
Everyone loves the popcorn and the churros.
The churros
the winner here is, right? Like, I'd say I like the pickles. I'm like, who am I kidding here?
The popcorn isn't, like, I'd rather...
I've had good popcorn there.
I've had bad popcorn there.
Yeah, I've had also, like,
it's like,
as the kids
stale,
say, mid popcorn.
Stale popcorn, they pop it ahead of time and whatever, and you don't get that much, and it's...
See, I've had good fresh popcorn
it's
there.
It's very expensive.
It is very
expensive.
And
you don't get very much. So, like, no, I don't
You just got to get with a popcorn
but the
bucket,
churro,
and
the churros
fine.
Are...
Churros win. The churros win. Are really good. Okay, so this one I don't think we can answer, but, like, guess, I guess. Cafe Orleans is better than Blue Bayou. They often share the same menu or similar kitchen.
I will say... you're paying for ambiance at Blue Bayou,
mm-hmm.
and you don't get that anywhere else. So, if you're not after the ambiance, then yeah, sure, whatever. But you can't replace that.
No, I know.
So I disagree.
I disagree as well. 28% completely agree. 62% neutral.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah, 10%, this is a bad opinion, Blue Bayou all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think neutral is probably the way to go, because you're like, if I want this food, I can do Cafe Orleans for, like, easier or whatever, but, like, if you're going to have that food, just, like, do the ambiance and do Blue Bayou, and then do other food at other places.
Yeah, like, Blue Bayou is not an every time
everyday
thing. It's a once in a Everyone lifetime
should experience
for some people.
It. Yeah.
And that's awesome, because it's really cool. You're in there,
yeah.
and it's a whole thing, and you're
asked to sit by the water, and you get to sit by the water. I know how many reviews I have, and people are like, it was terrible because we didn't even get to be near the water. Did you ask?
Yeah, you gotta ask. And if you're in a big party, then it's going to be tough.
No,
but,
of course.
But you get to see the ride going by.
It's great.
It's a whole thing.
It's great.
It's a whole thing.
Bugs Land was a masterpiece. Bugs Land is better than Avengers Campus.
I don't really remember Bugs Land. I did go because I remember seeing It's Tough to Be a Bug.
And it hurt you.
It did. I didn't care for that. But I think the theming in Bugs Land was probably better than the theming in Avengers mm-hmm. Campus. But the characters in Avengers Campus make up for that.
Yeah.
So I'm neutral on this. I probably prefer Avengers Campus just because I like the Avengers more than
yeah.
the Bugs Life. So
right. So I also said neutral for literally the same reason. I like Avengers more. I like the characters. I like Guardians. I actually really like Spider-Man. Not as much as Guardians, of course.
That's,
but anyway.
Here's a hot take for you. Playing off that. Spider-Man's better than Midway Mania.
I agree, actually.
That's a flaming hot take.
But did you hear that pause? Because I'm thinking about it.
I don't think that Spider-Man's like a masterpiece of a ride, but I don't think that Midway Mania is a masterpiece of a ride either, and it's so much more popular.
Yeah. I am never in a bad mood on Spider-Man. Sometimes I'm sore after riding Spider-Man.
I love Spider-Man, and it's a great workout, and I like it.
I kind of, like, forget, and then every time I'm on it, I'm like, man, I like this
ride.
Yeah,
it's just
so much fun.
It puts me in a really good mood.
Yeah.
And
I think I agree. I think Spider-Man is the best shooting ride at Disneyland Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's better than Buzz.
Well, Buzz is the bottom. It's between Midway Mania and Spider-Man.
And don't get me wrong, I'm never in a bad mood riding Midway Mania either, but that also breaks down a lot while you're on it, and then, like, things stop working.
Yeah.
Whereas Spider-Man, it does break down, but then you're... Yeah, anyway.
And you don't have to touch anything that other people have touched.
That's true, too.
You just
I enjoy it. I think it's underrated for sure.
That was me Spider-Maning.
That was good sound effects for that. Yeah. So 35%, 10,000% agree I adored Bugs Land. 41% enjoyed both, no opinion. 24% strongly disagree. I adore Avengers Campus.
Yeah. Not a lot of love for Bugs Land.
I actually, like, neutral was the number one vote here, and that is what I voted as well. Yeah. For the same reason. The theming was better in Bugs Land. However, Avengers Campus is better because it's Avengers.
There's some decent decent theming.
Yeah.
Mostly at PIMS.
Totally agree. And I'm excited to see... Well, and, like, around Guardians, like, with the... Like, different trees and stuff like that. I think that... And Spider-Man.
They did as good as they could.
Yes.
With what they...
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. And we'll see with the new rides and stuff That's how that true. Goes. But I actually really like the transition between Cars Land and Avengers Campus.
Not that you can go that way right now, but it is one of my best transitions because I think it's so difficult. And I thought they handled it really well.
They nailed it. You yeah. know?
Like, some of the other ones are easier to do, and they might be more impressive, but, like, that is so tricky, and they don't have stuff blocking ways. It just works well. Star Tours is better than Millennium Falcon.
I mostly agree with that. Millennium Falcon, like, Smuggler's Run is pretty cool, because the queue and... Although the queue for Star Tours can be pretty good, yeah. especially if they keep you in the one area where C-3PO and R2-D2 yeah. are talking and that whole thing. But the first time you get to be on the Falcon and you get to sit in the play chess chair and everything, that's worth a lot. The ride itself, I probably like Star Tours better. Mm-hmm. If they start doing...
Alternating the last part.
Alternating mm-hmm. the second sequence, that would be good.
Yep.
But Millennium Falcon's getting...
That's true.
Alternating sequences or a new sequence as well.
And that's going to be exciting.
That's what they should lean into.
38%. Absolutely. Star Tours all the way. Mm. 45%. Neutral. I love both equally or have no opinion.
Yeah, that's...
17% awful Millennium Falcon all the way.
I
agree with the neutral.
I would be neutral. They're pretty much in the same category for me.
Me too.
Star Tours is usually easier to get on.
Yeah, I mean, there is that.
Because, first of all, Smuggler's Run varies so much.
Yeah.
So it's tough, and it's also off in the boonies, so it's... If it's low, it's tough to get to anyway. Yeah, so
totally agree.
So Star Tours is easier.
And
you're not going to get stuck as the engineer on Star Tours. So.
And if you're walking, like, you're not going to randomly walk by Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, because it's off what it's
exactly, and be like, oh, there's 15 minutes, yeah. I don't like Fast Pass/Genie+/Lightning Lanes. I would rather there be no Fast Passes at all.
I strongly disagree with this. No, that's stupid. I would rather have, like, the regular Fast Pass, like they used to have, but...
And then you can pay, like, the free one, but then you can pay to have it
on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
51% agree with you. Yeah. I strongly disagree. I like Fast Pass slash Genie Plus slash Lightning Lane. Yeah. 21% neutral, no opinion, 28% agree, which is so funny because if you listen to locals...
Oh, yeah, the locals. Well, they probably liked FastPass back in the day.
That was the thing, yeah.
They just don't like having something that you pay for that gives... Because if they're there all the time, they don't want to pay for it all the time. Which makes sense. So then they're just like, oh, well, these people can get on the rides faster than me.
Yeah.
But they're only there once in a while, in their life.
I totally agree. Like, give those of us who do not live, like, 20 minutes away, like, it feels like a competition, and you're already at a disadvantage. So it helps if you're willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
Autopia is one of the best rides.
Well, that's simply not true. But I do think Autopia is a little underrated.
I agree. Again, it's hard to be in a bad mood riding Autopia.
Yeah. It's not one of the best rides, but
no.
I do think it's a little underrated.
Yeah,
I
agree with you.
That's
super fun to ride on Dapper Day, by the way.
Mm, mm-hmm.
19% agrees with this statement. 39% is neutral. 42%, this is a terrible take.
I mean, it is a pretty terrible take. It's mm-hmm. not. It's not one of the best rides. Yeah. But yeah.
This is another one we did have. Turkey legs are overrated.
Yes, 100%.
54% agree, 26% are neutral, 20% agree they are team turkey leg.
Hmm.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is the best ride in Fantasyland.
I mostly agree with this. I there's a special place in my heart for Mr.
There,
Toad's.
There is. This one might be my favorite, or one of my favorites, but does that make it the best?
Yeah.
30%. Yes, Team Mr. Toads.
I just love how popular Mr. Toads is.
I know,
is
it's
now.
Gotten so popular. Thank you, millennials.
Yeah.
48% neutral, 22% strongly disagree.
Ride for ride, I would say Alice is probably the best. And then Peter Pan.
Switch those two.
Is pretty good.
I actually
just
really
like different.
Snow White.
And the new Snow White is also very,
there you go.
Very
There's
good.
One they updated, and they did a good job with it.
Well, they kept it the same. They just made it better.
They just made it better. Yeah. Exactly. Updated.
Yeah.
I like them all. I also like Pinocchio.
Yeah,
like
Pinocchio is fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like Mr. Toad.
Yeah.
Just like, when else can you just go straight to hell and have a good time?
The old California Soarin' is better than the new Soarin'.
I don't even know if that's a hot take. I think that's just facts.
44% agrees, 38% is neutral, 18% disagrees.
The Soarin' around the world is kind of terrible.
The smells are so much better with the California one. Mm-hmm.
And the dude falls down skiing
yeah,
every time.
Yeah, that's
it's
great.
So
that's
good.
Really good.
So good. That poor guy. I don't know. He probably can't even ski anymore.
Probably
that was
not.
A long time ago.
I also think it's hilarious that the only time you get to ride that now is during Food and Wine, and then they do the Christmas parade and decorations at the final scene at Disney.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love the parades, but will not wait for them. I'd much rather do rides.
Oh, that's...
This
all,
is the,
I'm all in on this one. You
you and 80% of all respondees. 12% has no opinion. 8%, I will wait for the best view.
Well, have at her.
Yeah, good. Take up less room on the rides.
Yeah.
I love parades. We've watched every parade I've wanted to watch without waiting.
With a great view.
Great views. Or without waiting long. Like, oh, parade's going to start in like 7 minutes. Let's just stand here.
You don't,
You
don't.
The only time I wait is with my mom and sister, and we, like, sat down and ate popcorn. Like, it was a break
but
to do that.
If you're tired, maybe, but, like...
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
It's kind,
it worked well.
Kind of a waste of time.
Nah, it's good. We've timed it really well, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, this is our last one.
All right.
I strongly dislike Matterhorn. No thank you.
Oh, no, that's... That's garbage. I can see why some people wouldn't like Matterhorn, but that's just like my bones don't work so good anymore.
Right.
Like there will come a day that I won't be able to go on Matterhorn anymore.
And that'll be sad.
And it'll be sad. Matterhorn is excellent and
it has become one of my favorites.
The jankiness of it is
that's part of
is
it.
Part of it and it It's one of the few roller coasters where I'll actually hang on just because it
of the jankiness.
It rock and rolls and the Matterhorn Chiropractic Society is in full effect and it's awesome and I love it and it's actually probably one of the best rides in Disneyland.
I love the Matterhorn and I love it more every time we go. It's always held a special place. We got to cuddle on it. In 2008.
Oh, yes.
Before they changed it.
Back in the day.
Back in the day when you had to, like, sit real close to your neighbor.
You wouldn't want to do single rider then.
No, you would not. I have definitely not held on Matterhorn, and I usually hold on because I usually have bags and other stuff that I'm holding on to, and it's just like... That's me getting
you're
moved
still,
from side to side.
You're still holding on with your legs, though.
That is true. You kind of have to. Ow.
You brace with your whole body.
You do.
And you just...
I just think it's super fun. It is, this is literally, I never think about it. It's not in my top two favorites, but it is one of my favorite rides in Disneyland.
It's very, very good.
Yeah. 16% agree with this take. 36% are neutral. 48% agree with us. Team Matterhorn.
Yeah. You can't slander the Matterhorn.
Yeah.
The Yeti will get you.
That's true. That and he'll I'll track
I'll
you down.
Let the, yeah, I'll let absolutely. The Yeti eat you.
We will tell Harold where you live.
You deserve it.
That's 100% fair. Any other hot takes?
We've
had some.
I have a hot take.
Oh, I'm ready.
It's kind of silly how long it took Disneyland to bring alcohol in, and the fact
I totally agree,
and the fact that they still don't have it at like
a lot of places,
walk-ups and things mm-hmm. like that. It's kind of backwards.
It's especially considering you can walk across the street to DCA.
Yeah,
not even a street, across the Esplanade to DCA, and it's like. This, like, what a vibe. And how busy is it there?
Yeah, and...
Especially summer evenings and
stuff.
Like.
And it's not like anyone's walking around stumbling.
Security will take you out real fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The worst we ever saw was one late night Guardians of the Galaxy ride with a bunch of drunk people, and it still wasn't that bad. They were all happy.
They were just, like... I don't even know if they were that drunk. They were just, like, buzzed and giggly and... And I think that was during one of the food festivals. No? Just
yeah. Buzz? So yeah. That's my hot take. They were very backwards with alcohol in Disneyland
I still
for
think
a
they
long
are.
Time.
I still
and
think
they are. And they still really are, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is our show this week. Thank you, Emil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. It's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts. If you're more into emailing than DMing, you can also message us there. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. I have one more hot take.
Oh.
Ready? I don't hate the reservation system.
Oh, no, that I agree. I kind of like the reservation
yep,
system.
I like
especially as an out-of-towner.
Yeah, as an out-of-towner who likes... I feel good about being prepared and organized. I like feeling rewarded for that kind of thing.
Plan your life. Figure it out.
Yeah. I like being rewarded for being a planner.
Hmm.
If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. And we would love to hear what you think of our hot takes and the other ones that we shared today.
Are they spicy?
Or like... wouldn't even melt a Dole Whip.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to talk about next episode. We're going to be getting close to Halloween time, though.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be time for you to watch zombies soon.
Oh, goodness. Well, and we're going to go listen to El Mule next weekend.
I don't know. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. That's true.
I'll let the Yeti eat you. We-